Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and all of our free podcasts. You are listening to the preview of the Europa League final and the Europa Conference League final. The Europa League final happens tomorrow. The Europa Conference League final happens next Wednesday, but I decided to cover them collectively here together. Otherwise, this would have been a very, very short show. Before we start previewing that game, let me let you know where you can follow us on Twitter. The Soccer Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Twitter account for BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC, at BetMUFC. And finally, also follow the Twitter account for LockBetting.com. It's at LockBetting.com. That's at LockBetting.com. So LockBetting.com without the dot. That is my premium pay service that has delivered 107 months in a row of transparent track profit. And we are well on the way to month number 108. If we can make that 108th month, we'll be able to say we haven't had a single losing month in sports betting for 9 years. As I said previously, we are over halfway through the month, but we still have so much to come this month. It's still worth signing up. We have the end of the NBA playoffs. We have the end of the domestic soccer season. We have the Europa Conference League, the Europa League, the Champions League. We have combat sports action. We have loads of tennis action, including the start of the French Open. And we'll be giving out all of our French Open futures as well this month. So it is still very much worth signing up over at lockbetting.com, the service that has delivered 108 months in a row of transparent track profit. If you want to do your research, go to the Twitter account, look at the pinned tweet at lockbetting.com. That will be the P&L for the previous month. You can have a look at the type of bets that we do. You can also have a look at the members' comments at the bottom that all but verify the fact that we really are delivering this money on a month-to-month basis. And if you want to do even more research than that, you can look at all of the other previous P&Ls as well. All you do is go down to the bottom. You'll see little tags that say things like football, NBA, tennis, etc. The tag that says P&L will give you access to all of the other previous P&Ls. And again, you can look through those, see the amounts of money we've won, see the type of bets we do, and look at the members' comments again underneath, verifying every single post, every single P&L. This is a transparent track fact. We really are en route to saying that we haven't had a single losing month for 9 years on this service, and that's lockbetting.com. Moving on with this Europa League final. This is a final I don't think anybody predicted. A lot of people had Barcelona pegged as certs to reach the final, especially after they went on that strong run at the start of 2022 under Xavi. I thought they were shoo-ins to make it through to this Europa League final. The other team a lot of people had there were either Dortmund or Leipzig, and none of those teams have got here. Instead, we are looking at Eintracht Frankfurt, and what's an even bigger surprise is Glasgow Rangers of Scotland. That will be your Europa League final tomorrow. So, looking at the odds here, Eintracht Frankfurt are the favourites on the money line tomorrow at the price of 7-5. It's 12-5 on the draw, and it's 2-1 here on Rangers. To lift the trophy, Eintracht Frankfurt are the 7-10 favourites, with Rangers available here at 11-10. So Eintracht Frankfurt, the clear favourites here, but not as significant as you would think, given that they have knocked out Barcelona and knocked out West Ham in the last round, beating them home and away. I thought Frankfurt would be more significant favourites. To their credit, Rangers have knocked out RB Leipzig and they have knocked out Borussia Dortmund. So two of the three biggest teams in Germany have fallen at the hands of Glasgow Rangers. So you could be looking at this and with some logic, you could say they've already beaten Leipzig, they've already beaten Dortmund. They are better teams than Eintracht Frankfurt in the Bundesliga. So Rangers should have a really good chance of winning this game. And that is a decent theory. But for me, I think when you take away the Ibrox factor, I think it significantly damages Rangers here to be playing this one-off cup tie against Eintracht Frankfurt. For me, Eintracht Frankfurt are the team to beat here in this final. I think they are going to be the ones that win it. I think taking away the Ibrox factor and taking away those rabid Rangers fans and that atmosphere, I think that significantly damages Rangers, whose big away win in this competition did come away to Borussia Dortmund. But if we go back to that game, I think Borussia Dortmund were significantly overlooking Rangers. Since then, Rangers haven't really performed away from home. They've relied on getting the job done at Ibrox, and they don't have the Ibrox crowd here. They will have fans here, but I think it'll be a 50-50 split. Eintracht Frankfurt have shown that they will bring a ton of supporters too. They brought a ton of supporters to West Ham, and they brought almost 30,000 supporters to Barcelona, where they were able to get scalper tickets or tout tickets or whatever you call them. And I think that will be the case tomorrow. I think it's going to be very, very interesting to see the crowd split in Sevilla. And ultimately, I don't think it will make a difference. I don't think it will give either team an advantage. I think this one is solely going to be decided by who is the better team on the pitch. And I think Eintracht Frankfurt are a decent play here on the money line. Or if you feel you want to be a little bit more safer, I would take them here as a pick to win this Europa League final tomorrow, to come away with the trophy. Eintracht Frankfurt are unbeaten in the Europa League with 7 wins and 5 draws. Rangers have lost each of the last 3 away games in this competition since they beat that Dortmund team that I said looked past them. So that adds a lot more weight to the fact that Ibrox is a really, really important factor for Rangers and has been really important in their progress here to the final of this competition. Frankfurt have won away from home. They've won twice in Spain this season. They've got the job done against Real Betis and most impressively against Barcelona, who were probably everybody's pick to win this competition when we saw the form that they were carrying into the restart of this competition, starting off with a win against Napoli, and then they climbed up the league table from out of nowhere. They were suddenly second in the league, and then they stumbled to Eintracht Frankfurt being blasted at the Nou Camp by this team. And despite the fact the game finished 3-2, that was a lot more convincing than that. Eintracht Frankfurt had a lot more chances to go further ahead. Barcelona made a late comeback because Eintracht Frankfurt may have got a little bit nervous, but they were comfortably winning that game and they deserved to be 3-0 up when they were 3-0 up. So they didn't luck past Barcelona. They didn't win that game on a counter-attack. They went to the Nou Camp and they beat that team. They outplayed that team, which adds even more weight to the pick here for Frankfurt to win this game. Rangers have scored at least twice in three of their four games against German teams in the Europa League. So this could be one of those finals that gets away from the usual cagey nature of finals, because what you'll have here is two teams that really feel like they can beat each other. Two teams who have already beaten stronger opposition on paper and will come here with confidence. So I think there's a real chance we could see over 3.5 goals in this game. Over 3.5 goals has been a winning bet in four of the last seven Europa League finals. So this is traditionally a final that does have goals. I remember the one where Sevilla beat Inter Milan by 3-2 in particular. That was a really good final. Rangers have already faced German opposition twice in the knockout stages of competitions, as we mentioned, and in three of their four games against these Bundesliga teams, at least four goals have been scored. Frankfurt have played out a 5-goal thriller on Spanish soil in this competition, having already got that 3-2 win against Barcelona, and over 3.5 goals has been a winning bet in three of their last eight games. So that last one isn't strong data in particular, where it's only 3 out of 8, but it does show you that the price here for over 3.5 goals is very, very generous. Over 3.5 goals here is available at 5-2. So plus 250 for over 3.5 goals. If you just want to take it to over 2.5 goals, that one here is available at even money. So you're still getting plus money on the over 2.5 goals. I just don't see how this game doesn't produce three goals. I'm not seeing a cagey game here at all. I'm seeing a wide open final. And as I said, I'm seeing two teams here that will feel like they can beat each other. Ultimately, I think Frankfurt will be the team who wins. I think Frankfurt are the better team. I think they've looked better throughout this competition. I also think in the weeks leading up to the Europa League final, they have rotated a lot. And even in games where they haven't rotated, they haven't put forth a maximum effort. They've made no attempt to get into Europe via their league position. And that probably would have been impossible given the position that Frankfurt were in at around about the quarterfinal stage. This was going to be their only realistic route into Europe. And even that looks very, very difficult when they were presented with the task of beating Barcelona. They overcame that. And after Barcelona, there isn't really any major difficult obstacles. I think if they were here against either Rangers in a final, or if they're against Leipzig in a final, or had they been against West Ham in a final, I don't think they would have been bothered about who they played after they overcame Barcelona. They would be fully confident. And I think that win is the marquee win here that has made me decide to ride this team to go all the way here. I actually like Frankfurt to beat West Ham, if you guys recall, but that was largely down to the fact that I thought West Ham were significantly tiring, whereas I thought Frankfurt were putting all their eggs into one basket. I don't think Rangers are particularly tired here. They have had decent rest coming into this game, given that they rested most of their first team at the weekend. But I still think Frankfurt are the fresher. Rangers have been trying to chase down the league title. Rangers have been concentrating on this competition. Rangers have a cup final on Saturday. Frankfurt have been one-dimensional. They've only been looking towards this Europa League competition. And this is a decent team. Their league position is a false one. They've massively underperformed in the league this season. And I think the real reflection of Frankfurt is what they've done in this competition. And I do feel they're going to be too good for Rangers here. So I would recommend a play on Frankfurt on the money line, as I feel that Rangers' journey will come to an end here with a defeat in tomorrow's final. Moving on to the Europa Conference League final, which happens next Wednesday. It features Jose Mourinho's AS Roma at home to Feyenoord, where Roma are the 6-5 favourites on the money line. It's 5-2 on the draw and it's 21-10 on Feyenoord. This one isn't really too much of a shocker. I think at the start of the season, a lot of people looked at this competition and thought this was Tottenham's opportunity to actually win some silverware, but Tottenham went out of the group stage. Antonio Conte chose not to replay a postponed game that was cancelled due to COVID, and subsequently Tottenham didn't have enough points to get out of the group stage. I feel that if they really wanted to take this competition seriously, they would have played that game. And I think the way they've played under Conte, they may have been playing in this final. Roma were the second favourites from the start, and as soon as you eliminated Tottenham, Roma became my automatic pick, even though teams were coming down from the Europa League. And that pick has proven correct, because Roma are here in the final. I don't think it's massively surprising that Feyenoord are here, especially given that Leicester were on the same side as Roma. So Leicester and Roma were the strongest teams, I think, and Roma have come away from that with the victory. Feyenoord beating Marseille was an upset in the semi-final stage, but not a major upset, in my personal opinion. Looking at the to win the tie market here, it's quite similar to tomorrow's game. Roma are the favourites. They're not quite as big as 7-10, but they are available here at 4-6 minus 150, with Feyenoord as the 6-5 plus 120 underdogs. I think that is a great price on Roma. I think when you're looking at these two teams and you're looking at these two managers, you want to be on Roma, particularly the team managed by Jose Mourinho. Criticise him all you want. Criticise his style of play. Criticise his tactics. Criticise the way he talks to the press and the way he tries to possibly manipulate the referees and whatnot. I've seen loads of criticisms of Mourinho over the years, but at the end of the day, he's a serial winner. Even to this day, he was criticised for his stint at Manchester United. Have Manchester United won a trophy since Jose Mourinho? No. Have Chelsea been the same since they lost Jose Mourinho? No. Chelsea's most successful and golden period was under Mourinho. I understand they've won a couple of Champions Leagues since then, but they've done that by being a team who are able to deliver on the big occasion. They don't have that consistency that they had during that period when they had the likes of Jose Mourinho, Peter Cech in goal, John Terry, Frank Lampard, Didier Drogba, the team that Jose Mourinho built. So I still believe in Mourinho, and I certainly believe in him in this sort of situation. To me, this looks like when Manchester United got to the Europa League final against Ajax, and in the end, Manchester United managed to see out that game comfortably and managed to win the trophy. I'm not expecting this to be as comfortable, but ultimately, I do expect Jose Mourinho's team to come through and for Mourinho to end up with yet another trophy. As for your prop plays for this game, I don't really have too much for you other than Roma to end up lifting the trophy. And I'm sorry that's disappointing, but I'm not going to force plays. The data for goals is strong on the Feyenoord side of things coming into this game. Feyenoord have seen more than 2.5 goals in 8 of their last 10 games. And they've seen both teams score in 8 of their last 10 games as well. So that does support a high-scoring game, and Feyenoord will probably be trying to do that. And Jose Mourinho's team will probably be looking to soak up the pressure. We've seen under 2.5 goals in 6 of the last 7 Roma games, and we've seen them grind out wins here in this competition, including the win last time out against Leicester that got them through to the final. They beat Leicester 1-0 in the semi-final. And I do believe that's more the type of game that we'll see, especially if Roma are to win it. I don't think they want to get into a shootout here with Feyenoord. I think they want to stop Feyenoord playing their football. I think we could see a Mourinho-esque performance, something that's been attributed to Mourinho over the years, almost trademark Mourinho, should we say. And I think that will suit this Mourinho team. I think they'll look to try and nick the opening goal. I think they'll try and sit on that and try and get a second goal if they can. And I think they'll be able to soak up this final pressure with a high defensive block. So I'm going to go for Roma to win this game. I'm not going to branch out too much. Obviously, there's contrasting data from these two teams. One team goes over and sees both teams scoring a lot of the time, whereas Jose Mourinho's team is keeping it tight, and they've seen under 2.5 goals in 6 out of the last 7. So your strongest play here will simply be to go with Roma, go with Mourinho, and take Roma to lift the trophy here in the Europa Conference final next Wednesday. Closing out with your lock on the show, I'm simply torn between the two futures here, whether I take Roma to lift the trophy or whether I take Eintracht Frankfurt to lift the trophy. Well, I'm very, very confident about both, much, much more confident than I am about the Champions League final. And you'll hear that when I drop the Champions League final preview next week. That one is very much a case of Liverpool are definitely the better team, but Real Madrid have God with them. Do you go with that? Do you go with the fact that they shouldn't have beaten Paris, they shouldn't have beaten Chelsea, and they shouldn't have beaten Manchester City, yet they're still here? Are they the team of destiny? Is it written in the stars? Or do you go with the better team? And does luck eventually run out in the end? So there's lots of variables there. They don't exist for me in these games, in these two finals. I love Eintracht Frankfurt. I think that they are the better team. I think they're solely focused on this competition and have been for a while. And I feel Rangers are very, very lucky to get here. And they will struggle without the Ibrox crowd. And I just believe that Jose Mourinho's Roma will get past Feyenoord here. I believe this is their competition to win, and I believe they'll get the job done. So I'm going to give you a double lock. We're going to take both of those futures. So it's going to be Frankfurt to lift the Europa League at the price of 7-10 and Roma to lift the Europa Conference League at the price of 4-6. That's it for me and your Europa League, Europa Conference League preview. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.